Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Dr. Olive Dickerson lived a normal Canadian life. She was a Métis who advocated for women's rights, seniors' rights, First Nations, and Métis rights. She was more than an advocate. Dickerson was the forefront of the struggles. She was an inspired, inspirational teacher and mentor who changed Canadian history. She was born in Winnipeg in 1920, the daughter of a Métis mother and English father. During the Depression, the family moved to Manitoba's Interlake region, where Olive and her sister learned to live by fishing, trapping, hunting, and gathering. During her time in the bush, she learned the joy and value of education. One of her few neighbors was a Scottish Redimonds man, a classical scholar who loaned Olive's books written by great philosophers in the London Times.
And now in Blackfoot.
Footprints, Part 1, Olive Dickerson. Itibugao mi anum kitskako minuni na mai ni matanthe kadaya sayapyaki. Itin sigius matitukska satstu maamus niske matanthe kadupia rights. Kiustua ye, hudamitibu tua. Ika kei tapi an kuks kutsis tutsi pisi uteskni maatsu kuks. Eita pista biksia ma kuks pumuissa. Itibuga 1920 mi pinapot Winnipeg. Ma uksis saya piaki kyun napi kuan. Kia amuyu udeso we pumopo sini annum. Ustui itse katuman kaamuin ske matse toutu moja i toomiska ja kiteeks kimaa ja kitekkiäkiä. Ustu neits katuumai. Se on kan namut sapuan kuteskini uteskini maa tässä niiksi ustui. Itse se mä on jään sut sinaksisti. Iten katupaa philosophers. Kenokumi matan sapin katup London Times.
When the Second World War broke out, Olive moved south and her life changed when she met the legendary priest, Athol Murray. Murray had founded the Notre Dame College at Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and he took Olive under his wing. She graduated from Notre Dame in 1943 with a philosophy and French degree.
Athol Murray. Kinaama Murray. It's Tinimatown. Amui. Asineskakui Saskatchewan, Notre Dame College. Ni sudam utui ni annia ki Olive makuti tigatrasin. It's itsubuks Tinimatown mi Notre Dame, 1943. Yom hitsabo philosophy ki French.
Olive then began a long career in journalism at the Regina Leader Post as a reporter. It was here that she became truly aware of her Métis roots and became interested in First Nation issues. After a long career, she left journalism in 1967 to become Chief of Information Services at the National Gallery of Canada. There, she began her first book-length work, Indian Arts in Canada. At the age of 50, she shifted gears again, going back to school with the specific intent to get Canada's history right, beginning with the First Nations. She completed an MA and a PhD in history at the University of Ottawa, studying the early contacts between the French and North American First Nations. Those studies resulted in a groundbreaking book, The Myth of the Savage.
It's kinim saya piaki kano kita piaki. Sudaman stapsiwan kuks nikske ustui es sinaki. Mattawa avu si sinaki. Kian kudo 50. Neskudis kinimatsa. It's a book kinimatsa. Unikeni ten kadu master's degree ki PhD. Kimi nitin kadub University of Ottawa. So dam so books kinima sa wustui. Itsinem nike nitin kadub The Myth of the Savage.
Olive Dickerson's second career as an academic historian lasted a shorter time than her newspaper career, but it had a much greater impact. At 56 years old in 1976, she took up an appointment as an assistant professor at the University of Alberta. It was from that base she created her best-known work, Canada's First Nations. Another ambitious project she undertook was writing a general history of the Indigenous people of Canada. That became Olive's enormously influential Canada's First Nation, a history of founding peoples from earliest times, first published in 1992, giving Canada's First Nations their historical voice for the first time.
So that matumata o supuyap sinak yus na atinis sinak sis in asin emitok kuchimo be 56 years old and nick 1976. Canada's First Nations.
Olive Dickerson was made a member of the Order of Canada in 1996. The next year, she received an Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award. Dr. Olive Patricia Dickerson died on March 12, 2011 at the age of 91. She is memorialized with the University of Calgary's annual Dr. Olive Dickerson Award, which honors the accomplishments of an Indigenous student who has overcome adversity and life challenges to succeed.
Matumutakadum Order of Canada, 1996. Aboriginal Lifetime Achievement Award. Ana'ahagiwa, Dr. Olive Patricia Dickinson, Ni Williamson. Itkapsi, March 12, 2011. She was 91. Genni mai, itchitinsi an hukasni ke mi, nitin University of Calgary. Matansin kadub Dr. Olive Dickinson Award.
Thank you.